This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation shot and killed a man accused of making violent threats against U.S. President Joe Biden. It happened in the U.S. state of Utah, which is located in the southwestern part of the country. The FBI says special agents were trying to serve a warrant at the home of the man when the shooting occurred. He had posted online that he had heard President Biden was coming to Utah and was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and his sniper rifle. He also made reference to a presidential assassination and made threats against others, including U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. While a meeting of ECOWAS nations is scheduled for Thursday to examine next steps in returning the elected government to Niger, there is now some signs of internal resistance as well. More from Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
A former rebel leader and politician has launched a movement opposing the junta in Niger, a first sign of internal resistance to army rule in the strategically important Sahel country. Risa Ajbullah said in a statement seen on Wednesday that his new Council of Resistance for the Republic, CRR, aimed to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum.
That is Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Niger's military junta did meet with two Nigerian envoys on Wednesday, offering hope for a dialogue before a summit with regional leaders that could result in military action to restore democracy. Six people have been killed by wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. According to the mayor of a Maui town, at least two dozen others were injured. There are multiple fires on the island by firefighters. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team obtained a search warrant in January for records related to former U.S. President Donald Trump's Twitter account, and a judge levied a $350,000 fine on the company for missing the deadline to comply. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
Court documents released Wednesday detail a decision from the Federal Appeals Court in Washington rejecting San Francisco-based Twitter's claim it should not have been held in contempt or sanctioned. It's unclear what information may have been sought from the platform. Possibilities include data about when and where the posts were written, their engagement, and the identities of other accounts that reposted Trump's content. The filing says the court found probable cause to search the Twitter account for evidence of criminal offenses. Twitter is now known as X. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Dozens of people are believed dead after a migrant boat capsized off Tunisia. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The high figure comes from Italian state RAI television, which cites four survivors rescued and brought to land, according to RAI and the ANSA news agency. The four were first rescued by a Maltese flag bulk carrier in the Straits of Sicily. Neither ANSA nor RAI provide attribution for the information, but report the survivors from Ivory Coast and Guinea as saying that 41 people died, including three children. The survivors were brought to the Sicilian island of Lampedusa, a frequent destination for migrant smugglers, which has seen its migrant holding centre repeatedly overcrowded with new arrivals this summer. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Two people were killed in Lebanon on Wednesday in an exchange of gunfire between Hezbollah members and residents of a Christian village after a truck belonging to the heavily armed Shiite group overturned in the area. A member of the Iran-banked Hezbollah said a resident of the mountain village were killed in the clash about 12 kilometers southeast of Beirut. Pakistan's president ordered parliament dissolved late Wednesday, opening the door to a caretaker government that will usher in elections in which the country's most popular politician, Imran Khan, has been silenced. The country has been in political turmoil since the former international cricket star was booted from power in April last year, culminating in his being jailed for graft on the weekend following a months-long crackdown on his political party. More information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.